Character Producing Times, a compilation.
With our past, we can rejoice in having peace with God. With our future, we can rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. But what about our present? Paul writes, we rejoice in our sufferings. Suffering is an answer that we probably do not expect we can find reasons to rejoice in at the present. In truth, who would want to have suffering, let alone rejoice in it? If we walk into any bookstore, we will find books on how to handle problems, how to avoid problems, how to reduce problems, and how to get rid of problems. We will probably never find a book on how to rejoice in our problems. Yet this is the very point that Paul is making. If we are going to enjoy the glory of God, we are going to have to learn to live with suffering. Paul tells us why. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. Paul is saying that our sharing in his suffering is going to contribute to sharing in his glory. He continues, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. When we put everything into perspective, we find that our present suffering is nothing compared to what is coming in the future, the glory of God. If the goal is to have the righteousness of God fully expressed in our lives, then the tool for perfecting that is our sufferings. In fact, suffering has dignity in the New Testament. The author of Hebrews tells us, "Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered." This does not mean that Jesus was ever disobedient, but in becoming a man, he did not take the fast track or soft road through life. He was tempted in all points, like we are, but learned obedience by the things he suffered. Hard times can bring good returns. We learn far more from our tears than we ever learn from our laughter. Psalm 56:8 tells us, put my tears into your bottle. Why does God keep our tears in his bottle? Because our tears, again and again, have been an investment in our growth and maturity, in the production of God's character, and the molding of our lives into his image. May we rejoice in suffering, knowing that God never wastes our suffering, but indeed he uses it to bring us closer to his likeness. Brett McBride. Hope Eternal. We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. This is one of my favorite Bible passages, but for the longest time I had difficulty understanding how character produces hope. I followed up to the endurance produces character part, but how do the difficult experiences that forge character make us more hopeful? The cynic in me felt that it was more likely to be the other way around. I realized that life was going to throw me some curveballs. I didn't expect things to be all sunshine and roses. I didn't think of that as a bad thing, but it wasn't exactly hope. It dawned on me recently that I frequently settle for a superficial meaning of the word. I hope we have good weather tomorrow. I hope things work out for you. The way the word hope has come to be used, it can have an almost fatalistic ring to it. The things we hope for may or may not work out, So especially when we have little or no control over the outcome, we might as well hope, because that's about all we can do. But the Apostle Paul is not talking about the wishful thinking kind of hope here. He's talking about hope of the gospel. It's hope that is grounded in faith in God's love and loving plan for us personally and for humankind. In his letter to the Hebrews, Paul writes, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It's when we face difficulties and the bleak, blank times of our life that hope, in the deepest, truest sense, shines brighter, stronger. This is how the deepening and shaping of our character produces hope. Then we won't shrink from the trials of life or be apprehensive in times of uncertainty. The hope that does not put us to shame will never let us down. Why? Because it comes to us through God's love, which has been poured into our hearts. From that love springs faith, hope, and yet more love. It's a beautiful, perfect cycle, an ongoing exchange of hope and trust that God has given to carry us through life closer to Him." Olivia Bauer.
Why problems?
God has a purpose behind every problem. He uses circumstances to develop our character. In fact, He depends more on circumstances to make us like Jesus than He depends on our reading the Bible. The reason is obvious. You face circumstances 24 hours a day. Jesus warned us that we would have problems in the world. No one is immune to pain or insulated from suffering, and no one gets to skate through life problem-free. Life is a series of problems. Every time you solve one, another is waiting to take its place. Not all of them are big, but all are significant in God's growth process for you. Peter assures us that problems are normal, saying, "Don't be bewildered or surprised when you go through the fiery trials ahead. For this is no strange, unusual thing that is going to happen to you." God uses problems to draw you closer to Himself. The Bible says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those who are crushed in spirit." Your most profound and intimate experiences of worship will likely be in your darkest days, when your heart is broken, when you feel abandoned, when you're out of options, when the pain is great, and you turn to God alone. It is during suffering that we learn to pray our most authentic, heartfelt, honest-to-God prayers. Every problem is a character-building opportunity, and the more difficult it is, the greater the potential for building spiritual muscle and moral fiber. Paul said, "We know that these troubles produce patience, and patience produces character. What happens outwardly in your life is not as important as what happens inside you. Your circumstances are temporary, but your character will last forever." The Bible often compares trials to a metal refiner's fire that burns away the impurities. Peter said, "These troubles come to prove that your faith is pure." This purity of faith is worth more than gold. A silversmith was asked, "How do you know when the silver is pure?" He replied, "When I see my reflection in it." Rick Warren. Hard times develop character. Romans 5:3-5 is an often quoted scripture that rings true every time I read it. I love the way the Message puts it. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. Even when we're hemmed in with troubles, we shout with praise because we know these troubles serve a purpose. Such a great thing to read, but I've got to be honest, sometimes a tricky thing to remember. I live a very blessed life with a fantastic wife and kids, and I work at a job I love. But sometimes it's hard. Sometimes there are days where it feels too hard even. But reading this passage reminds me to stick at it, to keep smiling and keep God in the focus, because the hard times will develop character in me. And at the end of the day, it's my character that God wants to see grow and develop. So next time I feel under the pump, I'll think of this verse, take a breath, and think about the patience, character, and hope that can grow out of it. Lord, please help me not to shy away from problems, but to remember they are part of life and part of what develops character in me. Gary.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.